From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Russia. Speaking in Brussels, Kerry called Russia's support for the Syrian government, in his words, irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised. He said efforts to end the war in Syria must continue, despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the top U.N. human rights official is calling for limits on the use of the veto power by the U.N. Security Council's five permanent members to halt the tragedy unfolding in East Aleppo in northern Syria. Lisa Schlein has more.
U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein likens the horrors being inflicted on the citizens of Aleppo to those that occurred in cities such as Warsaw, Stalingrad, and Dresden. High Commissioner spokesman Rupert Colville says the relentless bombing of Aleppo bears all the hallmarks of the destruction of those cities in World War II.
We don't think that's an inappropriate analogy given the scale of destruction in Aleppo.
During the past 10 days, the World Health Organization reports 342 people have been killed, but it says the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations is also appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Yemen is experiencing one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, but most media attention is focused on Syria. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in western Haiti Tuesday morning. Winds of 230 kilometers an hour struck the coast early in the day. Two deaths were reported in Haiti Monday morning. At least four deaths have been reported in neighboring Dominican Republic. Hurricane and tropical storm watches have been issued for parts of Florida. This is VOA News.